last fall. Almost didn't recognize the person you've become. Could have shouted out, there's so much I wanna know. Maybe it's better to remember how we were when we were young. And in love, nothing seemed to matter but the time we spent together. We grew up and lost touch.
Kiss925's needy
or greedy.
We'd love to hook you up with some free money today. You could decide the amount as well. The keyword, first of all, that you need all day today, because we'll play every hour till 6 p.m., is PIE, P-I-E. Text PIE along with your name to 925-555. Once you do get on the radio with us, Ross and Mocha, you're asked whether or not you want to be needy or greedy. If you choose to be needy, $92 is yours, right on the spot. If you choose to be greedy, then all you have to do is guess the correct jackpot amount right now. And if you're right, then the money's yours. What are you going to do? Are you going to be needy or are you going to be greedy? Text PIE, P-I-E, right now with your name to 925-555.
Yeah. This is KISS 925.
Home of Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings.
It's cool. You can say that we ain't nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With her arms out like an angel through the gosh darn realm. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Oh, Dana! What's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you Dana. Today?
I'm very well. How are you guys doing?
Amazing. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. I didn't do a lot of anything, and that's just the way I like it sometimes.
Those are the perfect weekends. All right, Dana, well, welcome to Needy or Greedy. Here's how we play.
So you got a choice to make. You can be needy and walk away with $92, or you can be greedy and try and guess the exact amount right now sitting in the jackpot. The last time we played was 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Layla guessed, John, your phone is so loud, it's hurting my head. $791. The jackpot is incorrect, and her guess was incorrect, and the jackpot is actually lower. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to be needy, or are you going to be greedy?
I have not been paying attention over the course of the weekend, so I'm just going to be safe and be needy.
Ain't no shame in the needy game.
Yo, that's $92, for free. That's fine.
Yeah, I like free money. It's great.
Yes. Why not? Who cares? Who cares? It's $92. What are you going to do with the cash? I mean, whatever you want, but, like, you have an idea?
You know what? I have a ding in my door that I'm getting fixed, so that'll be going towards getting it perfected again.
A ding in your door is a euphemism for what?
It's not a euphemism for anything. It's literal ding in my door from letting my daughter drive my car.
Gotcha. Ooh,
we got a ding in here, too. His name's Dan Moore. Dana, enjoy the money. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing Needy or Greedy. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
It's Mocha all day.
Hey!
All day, though?
Roz, you're amazing, but there's something about...
Anyway, you gotta go.
...back me up.
I love you, Dana.
Bye-bye.
Right, hang on. That is exactly how you play Needy or Greedy. We'll play again at 9 o'clock this morning. Keyword that you need all day today is pie, P-I-E. Text that with your name to 925-555 as we get ready for this.
Next on the Roz and Mocha Show.
We are one song away from jumping into today's DM Deep Dive.
Hey, Maria, what do we got coming up today?
Today, we've got an interesting Would You Rather, and Shem and Maury get asked some personal questions.
Roz and Mocha.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years
on Kiss 92.5.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. Shouldn't be drowned.
Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird live.
Thank you for all the DMs that you are sending in to us every day. We get to do the DM deep dive on the show every day because of that.
Yes. Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Victoria is asking, would you rather be your version of perfectly good looking or your partner does not find you attractive but still loves you, or be 10% uglier than you are now? Not saying anyone is ugly, but your partner thinks you are the most good looking person in the world.
I don't even understand what they asked.
Would you rather be the version you are
of yourself now?
Right now.
Yeah.
But your partner does not find you attractive.
Catherine doesn't find you attractive.
Okay.
Or you could be 10% uglier than you are now, and Catherine would think that you are the most good-looking person in the world. Like, she just finds you super hot.
That's a tough one, because, like, why would somebody be with somebody if they didn't find them attractive?
Man, right? Like,
it's a stupid question, first of all, but it's a hard question to answer, because I think that I would be reluctant to change the way I looked because I would worry that you would lose self-confidence. And as soon as you lose self-confidence, then you become even less attractive. Mm-hmm. So I'd be afraid that I'd wind up in the same spot with somebody who doesn't find me attractive. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you don't want to change yourself just because you want someone to think you're pretty or better looking.
Yeah, but you would change yourself, like, to make yourself in your eyes uglier, and like that's just gonna like ruin everything,
your self-esteem,
right? Mm-hmm.
What's your answer, Maria?
No, I'm not changing.
Yeah, I'm not changing either.
Don't find me attractive then. See you later.
Yeah.
Maury?
I'm gonna be 10% because I'm not gonna find probably like Matthew's.
You mean probably?
So I'll just be 10%.
Yeah, you can't lose Matthew.
No
Yeah, that's
especially,
it
he pays the maintenance fees.
Wow. Cheesecake, what's your answer?
I'm not changing at all.
Yeah, I ain't changing, dog.
No. Uh-uh. Is there anything you would change, Shem?
Oh, yeah. I'd be like 100 pounds less than I am now, probably.
100.
Yeah, probably. But that's about it. Other than that, I like the way that I look.
I think you're perfect the way you are.
Thank you very much, man.
I think proportionally, I think that you look like everything works. You know
thank
what I mean?
You.
Like
thank
I don't
you.
Think I like I don't look at you and I like I think that you're a whole package. You know what I mean? Like there's nothing where like one thing is out of proportion to the next. Like I think that you're it all ties together nicely like a rug.
Thanks, man. I'm like, that's nice. Like a rug. I'll take that.
Okay.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Samra says, not sure if this has been answered before or not, but why is Matthew and Maury still married? There's clearly no love left.
Oh my God. I think Maury answered that with the last question. Matthew pays the maintenance fees.
Maury's version of love is, I think, a unique version. Would you say that, Maury?
You know what? I honestly think as much as I think we work very well together.
Yeah.
Like, does what you hear is that? Very real. Uh-huh. But at the same time, I don't think we could ever leave each other.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Makes any sense.
Uh-huh. No, it does, and I would agree with that.
Maybe this will have better help understand, because I think that I finally wrapped my head around sort of Maury's relationship with Matthew, is they very early on out of the gate developed the same type of cohabitation and relationship that you see often with couples who are like 80 and still together.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Where it's like there's not a lot of love. Yeah. You know, you're in it for the long haul.
You're just there.
You're just there.
Coexisting.
You had a few good years, right? And you rely on those.
Yeah.
And those are the good old days. But as it is right now, who needs all the nonsense?
Sure.
Right? That's just it. And that's pretty much your relationship.
You know how I know that Matthew still really loves me?
How?
There's a very good looking guy on the 8th floor in our building.
Yeah.
Who says hi to only me when we're around and doesn't even acknowledge Matthew, and it drives Matthew nuts and he's very jealous.
Matthew isn't jealous because he's saying hi to his hot husband. Matthew's jealous because he's not saying hi to him.
Well, because his words are, oh, what happens when I'm at work then between the two of you?
We already know that. Yeah. You've talked about that a million times on the show.
Literally nothing. Maria, we have time for one more deep dive, please.
All right. Santa says, so we all know Shem is super secretive about what cologne he uses, but I was listening to the podcast and I think I've may uncovered his secret.
Oh.
And no, as much as Mocha likes to think, it is not Axe body spray.
Thank you.
In episode 504, at 39 minutes and 35 seconds, he mentioned Armani blue with cocoa butter. Hopefully he hasn't changed it since.
Incorrect. I said Versace blue, light blue, not Armani blue.
Okay.
And it's still not that.
It's not that.
That's not your regular.
That is not the regular.
Man, will he reveal?
Gotta be Axe body.
Does everyone wear just one? Like, don't most people have like four or five bottles of other things?
I have two. I have like one that I will wear when I'm going out to like someplace fancy, like mm-hmm. like a real high end, super expensive one, and then like
Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
Yeah.
For them biscuits, and then like an everyday one.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's so weird that Shem's so secretive about his perfume. It's
like,
so
do you
wild.
Think that you mention it and all of a sudden, like, all these guys are going to go out and start buying that cologne and, like, just start smelling like you?
No, I don't think I'm that influential. No, not at all.
The one that we smell most often, is that the high-end one or the not high-end one?
That's the not high-end
that's
one.
That's the not high. That's
Yo,
not-
we're not worth the high-end one?
No.
No.
We're lower than Red Lobster?
Dog. Can you wear the high-end one, like, just
like a day?
One day?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Just so that we know.
Yeah, I'll wear it
just
tomorrow.
Just so we
wear
know
it tomorrow. Wear it
what
tomorrow.
It's like Done. When you take your girl to Red Lobster on a Friday night. Ladies and gentlemen, keep those DMs coming in. They go to Maria. Maria brings them to the show. We do this on the DM Deep Dive. Amazing. Amazing today, Maria. Thank you.
Anytime.
It's Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On Kiss 92.5.
The script for the hell of it, addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down, 'cause if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. It's coming back around, and I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know. Boy, king of thieves, weave your little webs of opacity. My pennies made your crown. Trick me once, trick me twice. Don't you know the cash ain't the only price? It's coming back around, and I keep my side of the street clean. You. Rattling your ground, karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter. Karma's gonna track you down, step by step from town to town. Sweet like justice, karma is a queen. Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the screen, coming straight home to me.
Roz and Mocha.
That's the chit chat.
Text 925-555. Kiss 925.
Yo, Avi.
Hey, what's up, Mocha?
WTF, Avi. Avi texted and said, hey, Roz, you're my favorite now. It was Mocha for the past 14 and a half years.
Oh, wow.
Well, it all happened after King of Fins, man.
Oh, my God.
When Shem and Mocha bowled?
Yeah, he choked against Shem, and I kind of respect him after that.
Yeah, I don't blame you, dude.
Shem wins! Shem wins!
Bro, what? Shut up, Shem. I beat
God,
Shem in a race.
People are
stuff.
So fickle.
I know.
Could you imagine somebody saying, I don't like you anymore because you lost bowling?
No, it's not just he lost. He choked against Shem.
Yeah. You lost respect.
Yep, I did.
So it was that moment that changed everything?
Yeah, man. That was it. And afterwards, too, you just became sort of like a sore loser, always rubbing it in Cheesecake's face.
Damn. What are you talking about? Don't get too excited at Cheesecake.
Ew.
Yo, pause.
damn.
Is there anything I can do to redeem myself and claim that top spot again, Avi?
Challenge Cheesecake to another competition and beat him again.
I guess.
Do you have any
tough
ideas?
No, not really. That'll be up to you guys, but I just need you to beat him and, like, really beat him.
Wow. Wait a second. So I understand Mocha is no longer your favorite, but you seem very hostile towards Shem.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
I know.
No, I'm not. It's just that I think Mocha is a better athlete overall, so I was just really disappointed that he lost to Shem like that.
Yeah, as was I, but, you know. Winners win, man. What can I say?
All right, Avi.
Yeah, thanks for the call, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Tear it up.
Celebrate mornings on KISS 92.5.
Man, the biggest prank was pulled on the folks in Dublin, Ireland on Halloween. It was advertised on social that there was going to be this massive Halloween party that took place on the streets. And literally thousands of people showed up, lined both sides of the streets. People were dressed up. Families had their kids out there.
Mm-hmm.
And waited and waited and waited. And no parade actually took place. There was a website called My Spirit Halloween that started going viral around Dublin for announcing that this big parade was going to happen. Turns out the website was based in Pakistan. The whole thing was a hoax.
And it took people about maybe about an hour to realize and then start dispersing. Mm-hmm. Police put out a statement saying, contrary to information being circulated online, no Halloween parade is scheduled to take place. And then they asked people to disperse safely.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of videos. The one that I saw today was literally just thousands of people standing there waiting, kids and everything, on both sides of the street. So sad.
Well, that happens a lot. And a lot of this stuff comes from 4chan, right? That, like, trolling site. They're the ones that did Harambee.
Right? Oh, like, right. Yeah.
They're the ones that got kids eating Tide Pods.
Are they really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. All of that stuff came from all of that stuff came from 4chan. Like they're just like it's expert trolls. There was a Netflix documentary on there where they were talking about all the times that they've trolled people, and it's really crazy how it catches off. And they're
4chan,
and they're experts at doing it. Like they just change the conversation into something else, and it happens so fast.
But how does it go from like one post,
or one reply, or something? Because it's never one post. It's like they know how to get things into people's feeds. They have all the bots and all the everything else, and then they start chattering about it, right? So it's like everybody buys into it.
It just floods and spreads, I guess.
And then that chatter becomes, it starts to look authentic after a while.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, you got in Ireland, 1,000 people there waiting for a Halloween parade that never existed.
Yeah,
that documentary, by the way, is called The Antisocial Network.
The Antisocial Network.
Yeah.
That's what it is. What's the big hoax from that they said that they did? I don't remember what the big one was. And I didn't even know at the time until I started watching that documentary what the big hoax was that they did.
One specific region, or did they get the world?
Was it a Pizzagate? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, that was one of them.
What was Pizzagate?
The whole thing where they were talking about the pedophiles in Washington, and then they said it was all in the basement of this pizza restaurant, and some guy showed up with a gun.
No.
Because it was massive. Like, it was this huge thing, and they just start this stuff.
4chan,
and they're just complete trolls, right? And the same thing was, like, they were the guys behind Anonymous, you know, that, like, group collective.
Yeah,
it was all them just behind it. Like, they're all just trolls.
They do expert
level trolling.
Like, I heard of 4chan before, but I just thought it was just like a social network, much like what Twitter, Instagram, or anything else.
No.
I didn't know it was for like
reasons. It's a bare bones message board for like people who are extremely online.
Oh, okay.
And they have like, they'll just do this stuff. Like there was one other trend on social a couple of years ago where it was like they got people to start shaving their heads for somebody who was dealing with cancer or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But like that person never existed. Right. And then they just had teenagers shaving their heads. And like, that's a win for them. Right. Like when you're trolled to that level, you don't even know.
Yeah.
And then that story,
you
don't even know. Like you have no idea. And then you wind up with your kid on Halloween night when they should be trick or treating, waiting for a parade that doesn't exist.
So
what
sad.
I find ridiculous is that nobody in that town from like city council was like, yo, there's no parade. Like there's no permit. There's no, where are they set up? Like, you all just waited on the street, but, like, nobody walked down a little bit to be like, where's all the floats? Like, where's all the people?
Where are they all coming from? Where's the start of the parade?
Yeah, I want to be at the very beginning of the parade. Where's the parade start?
Yeah.
Like, nobody did that. They all just lined up because something on social media said, just go and line
up. That's crazy.
And watch the crazy Halloween parade.
Yeah,
and it works.
Yeah.
And it works all the time.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
And home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Kiss 92.5.
Hit me!
Now you
92.5.
Meet Seeker, Canada's newest app for, well, all this.
You just won $22,000.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. The hell sound was that just came out of your body?
I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings. This is The Big Story.
It's the Black Eyed Peas.
Hey, I'm Taylor Swift.
What's up? I'm Beyonce.
Discover live radio, podcasts, news, and sports you love. Seeker.
S-E-E-K-R. Seeker.
Download the free app from the App Store or Google Play. Seeker. Seek your sounds.
In a world where savings are rare, one optical store is changing the game. Vogue Optical is bringing back the ultimate sale. 50% off every frame in the store.
Yep, every frame, 50% off. Don't wait, this deal won't last forever. Hurry in to your nearest Vogue Optical location and get 50% off your new frames today. See store for details.
Harvey's knows Canadians are open-minded. Some look at a burger and say, spice it up with jalapenos and hot sauce. And others say, why would you want to do that? Mild or wild, we say it's always up to you. Harvey's.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Going on vacation? Spending money in another currency? From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos. If you're still using major banks, you could be getting ripped off. Instead, use Wise and save up to 3 times compared to major banks when you spend money in another currency. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
At Toyota, we believe your vehicle is more than just a ride. It's family. So make sure it's prepared for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Because winter's a lot like some people's in-laws. It's cold, shows up unexpectedly, and refuses to leave. Trust the experts at Toyota for premium winter tires, batteries, brakes, and more. Beat the winter rush. Book an appointment at shoptoyota.ca or contact your local Toyota dealer today.
My parents have had a lot of time on their hands lately. At first, it was nice. Hey, Mom, can you drive me to soccer practice?
Sure can.
We're having slow-cooked ribs for dinner.
It was awesome. And then it became a lot. Some friends are coming over to watch a movie.
Ooh, what are we watching? I'll make some popcorn.
Thanks to Voila, they can order all our fresh favorites from Sobeys, Farm Boy, and Longo's online, which is super reliable. And now my parents are reliable. A little too reliable.
Voila, your groceries delivered. Just like that.
Welcome to Waste Collection Safety 101. When you see a waste truck ahead, should you A, speed up, or B, pass slowly with caution? The answer is B. Keep waste collectors safe by slowing down and always passing with caution. A message from the City of Toronto.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
On KISS 92.5.
I'm the only one.
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss. 839, 11 degrees, getting up to a high of like 15. Sun cloud mix for the day. Might get some rain this afternoon. 9 o'clock this morning, we're going to play Needy or Greedy once again. Pie is the keyword. You need to text with your name to 925-555. If you want to be needy, you get 92 bucks. That happened at 8 o'clock this morning with Dana. Or if you want to be greedy, guess the jackpot. If you're right, you'll get all that cash.
Hey, Mocha.
Uh-huh. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news. Ah!
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
Delivered by Pizza Pizza. It's game day, Toronto. Use code RAPS, D-E-L, for free delivery on your online order.
Quincy Jones, 91 years old, passed away. The master of all things music and pop and everything.
Legend.
Like, I don't even know. He was all over. What was that documentary that just came out more that he was all over? What was that called? Wasn't it The Greatest Night in Music? Is that the...
That was one. He was also in another one about making money in music that I saw.
Yeah, The Greatest Night in Music. That was the whatchamacallit song.
We Are the World.
We Are the World. Thank you. Great documentary. That thing was crazy good. But yeah, Quincy Jones.
Produced literally everything.
Yeah.
Including Thriller, Michael Jackson, right?
His publicist released a statement saying, tonight, with full but broken hearts, we must share the news that our father and brother Quincy Jones passing. And although this is an incredible loss for our family, we celebrate the great life that he lived and know there will never be another like him.
Mm-hmm. Nora Jones' dad, right?
Yeah, that's right. Over the weekend, Kamala Harris made an appearance on Saturday Night Live. Here's a little bit of that before we get to the controversy.
I wish I could talk to someone who's been in my shoes, you know, a black South Asian woman running for president, preferably from the Bay Area.
So that was Maya Rudolph talking into a mirror.
Oh, and as Kamala Harris?
And then Kamala Harris
got it.
Big applause.
Huge. You're used to this though, right, Ron?
All the time.
If you walk into a room?
That's what happens every time I look in the mirror.
Oh, okay.
It is nice to see you, Kamala. It is nice to see you, Kamala. And I'm just here to remind you, you got this. Because you can do something your opponent cannot do. You can open doors.
So, that's funny. So the controversy was that there is, like an equal time rule in the U.S. with the FCC, right? So the head of the FCC, came down on Saturday Night Live because they said that it was a clear and blatant effort to evade the FCC's equal time rule. The purpose of the rule is to avoid exactly this type of bias and partisan conduct. A licensed broadcaster using the public airwaves to exert its influence for one candidate on the eve of an election, unless the broadcaster offers equal time to the other qualified candidates. So basically, NBC originally had said that they weren't going to have either of them on because they didn't want to have Trump on, right? So Saturday Night Live, like early on in the campaign, had said we're not going to have either of them on because if they have Kamala on, they have to offer Trump time as well. Mm-hmm. And Trump would probably take them up on their offer.
Of course he would.
But they put Kamala on Saturday Night Live, and then they gave for 90 seconds. It was a 90-second bit. And then I guess NBC turned around on Sunday and gave Donald Trump 90 seconds at the end of NASCAR.
Oh, fair, fair.
Well, like, why not, though, right? Uh-huh. Obviously, SNL is Kamala's people, right?
Yeah.
Put Trump on NASCAR.
Of course.
Right? Let him talk. Don't let him soil your Saturday Night
Get
Live.
Get up there and you talk right after Lightning McQueen.
Wins the Piston Cup. Yeah, so.
Right? Ka-chow.
So anyway, Kamala got to do SNL. Trump did NASCAR. Election day in the USA is tomorrow.
Yo, it's going to be crazy. Wild, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be wild.
Wild.
I gotta talk about poor Peanut the Squirrel, man. Oh, and I didn't even really know. I saw videos of Peanut the Squirrel on social media every now and then, but I didn't know it was a huge thing. I guess a guy named Mark Longo of New York State, he became famous with a squirrel that they got when it was a baby. It was like a rescue, and it was the most famous squirrel on social media. And then they got him another little buddy that lived with him, which was a raccoon, and then they lived in the house. So but they had an animal rescue, right? And Peanut the Squirrel was the face of the animal rescue, and all the revenue that that they made from Peanut the Squirrel on social media, went to fund their animal rescue, feeding the animals, everything else, rescuing them from slaughterhouses, this kind of thing. Yeah. And I guess what had happened was somebody had said that at some point they were bitten by Peanut the Squirrel, and then they complained, and then they sent the equivalent of a SWAT team to this guy's house. So it was three different government agencies that signed off on this thing and a judge, and they raided this guy's house because he had a squirrel and he had a raccoon living there. And they tore the house apart. And what they did was they took Peanut the Squirrel and they took his raccoon buddy out of the house, because apparently you're not allowed to have them. Mm-hmm. And they needed to test them for rabies. And what I had no idea, that in this process, when they test for rabies, they do it after the animal's dead. So they euthanized Peanut and his raccoon buddy, who were super famous on social media.
And but did the person who complained, like, was there proof?
They don't know.
I bet you there wasn't.
Like, Mark doesn't know. The guy, Mark Longo, doesn't know who complained. But anyway, here's Mark Longo.
Peanut was the best thing that ever happened to us.
You need that many officers to show up to my house to literally pull my closets apart. We were ready to comply. We were ready to get the paperwork. We were in the process of doing that. We needed a little bit of guidance from the DEC.
To take Peanut away from my family is not only, you know, heart-wrenching, but then you take it away from the organization that solely gets its funding from social media that requires Peanut to get that funding.
That's so sad.
So yeah, crazy.
That's
so
devastating.
So it was better off for the DEC to take the raccoon and squirrel away and euthanize them than it was to just come up with some sort of solution.
Yeah.
Like, why not put them in, like, I don't know, a rescue center?
Because they own a rescue center. So, and the thing was this, is that they euthanized them, and then they waited like 3 days because they were expecting to get them back.
That's so
But they
sad.
Had already been euthanized like days before that.
And weren't told.
This is what the law does. This is in the state of New York. It was completely legal.
And they will never, ever, ever.
No.
Release the name or tell us who the person was that complained and whether or not they were actually bitten. Right. I guarantee
but how
you
is
never.
That better for the end? You know what I mean? Like,
it's
how
not.
Is that
it's
better?
Not.
How is that the right decision to make? You know, you euthanize
that's
a squirrel,
so sad.
Right? Like, it's crazy. And then that's how I guess they tested for it. But anyway, RIP Peanut.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me play a song for Peanut. Here.
Okay. You got something for Peanut?
Bro, I...
Poor little guy.
Yeah.
There has to be something.
A lot of like people say that they watch the Peanut videos just because they found Mark Longo hot, Maria. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, I don't know who that is.
No? David Mori?
Mark Longo?
No, Maria, put your phone down.
Get it at 640, 740, and 840
on KISS 92.5.
Yo, it is going out to Peanut.
Oh no.
Yeah, Peanut, we miss you, dog. Oh, squirrel. And we love you. RIP, Peanut the squirrel. Oh, and the raccoon.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
Tell you.
When I see you again.
First you both go out your
way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you
Kiss 92.5,
home of Roz and Mocha,
celebrating mornings for 15 years.
I go dancing, same old bar we used to go. I tell all my friends, I pray to God that he don't show. Second chances, they all ended long ago. But I wear this makeup, I gaze for makeup, and I tell myself I'll try to get you off my mind. So I go dancing, I close my eyes so I don't see, but I imagine you're right here, right next to me. 3 a.m. here again, and I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. To get you off my mind. So I go dancing. I close my eyes so I don't see. But I imagine you're right here, right next to me. 3 a.m. here again. And I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. We're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. We're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own.
She's feeling greedy, yay!
I think it is 858.
Your luck has changed!
Baby, oh my goodness. Stop it, I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
Win 92.5. $92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On KISS 92.5.
Waiting for the perfect time to buy a Madame home? Then you won't want to miss out on this incredible opportunity. For a limited time, unlock up to $175,000 in savings and incentives on select townhomes and detached homes in communities across the GTA, Simcoe, and Kitchener. Act now. Visit MadameHomes.com/GTA savings to find your ideal home and community and to get in touch.
Holiday shoppers, check those home cooks off your list now at the TSC KitchenAid event. Save $200 on the iconic KitchenAid 7-quart bowl lift mixer, today's showstopper, and enjoy up to 40% off select favorites like the 10-piece cookware set, electric kettle, hand mixer, and more. Shop purchases into 12 interest-free easy pay payments with free shipping. Whip up KitchenAid holiday magic now and save up to 40% today at TSC.ca.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. The one from Barry. But Newmar Rewards still makes me feel like a star. I get offers on all my favorites at Metro and Food Basics. Newmar Rewards. Made for everyone, even me, Ryan Reynolds. Join today and save.
One of Hollywood's most prolific comedians hits the stage May 15th. The Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
I don't want you to be insulted tomorrow when I don't recall this conversation.
Paul Reiser, widely celebrated for his roles in hit shows Mad About You and Stranger Things, will make you laugh.
Oh, no, I can hear you, and it's nice to see you. I'm just saying it's not going in, whatever the hell you're saying right now.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Paul Reiser, live May 15th. The Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
Until November the 18th, live and listen to all the magic of an Air France rendezvous.
Whoa.
It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
These immortal words have begun every Pizzaville commercial for 40 years.
It was a rainy day in Pizzaville when I realized...
But who is the enigmatic voice of Pizzaville? Rumors suggest it may be Nicolas Cage. Could it be Babu from Seinfeld? Others claim Jennifer Lopez is the voice. Next up, the voice of Pizzaville reveals which Spice Girl he dated. Pizzaville, 40 years of funny.
Why do I love getting my holiday gifts at Shoppers Drug Mart? The PC Optimum points. Perfume for mom? Points for me. Chocolates for the teachers? Oh yeah, points for me. Shoppers, you should totally go. Exclusions apply.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca. Travel made easy.
I don't want to grow, baby. I don't want to grow too over for my time. The night is young, the moonlight's wasting. Living for our city and it's Friday night. So dance like Michael and sing like Whitney. Like Marilyn Monroe. I smoke like Molly but love like Lucy. Dress like Jackie.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
All right, let's get you some money. The keyword you need all day today is pie. We play Needy or Greedy every hour till 6 p.m. Text pie plus your name to 925-555. Get on the radio with us, the Roz and Mocha Show. And tell us what you want to do. You want to be needy and take 92 bucks instantly? That happened in the last hour with Dana. Or do you want to be greedy? Guess the jackpot. Because if you are right, you will get all that money. So text us right now. Your keyword is pie. Don't forget to include your first and last name. 925-555.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow.
Fives, Needy
or Greedy.
Hi, Claudia. It's Roz and Mocha. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Where are you at right now? You sound out of breath.
At home, working from home in Oakville.
Okay. How's everything in Oakville today?
Oh, very nice. Very nice. I'm so nervous. Sorry.
Don't be nervous. You got this.
We got you, girl. Don't worry. So the game is Needy or Greedy. You have two choices right now. You can choose to be needy and take $92 instantly. Or if you want to be greedy, all you have to do is guess the current jackpot. And if you're right, you'll get all that money.
Okay.
I'll tell you that at 8 o'clock this morning, when Dana was on the phone with us, Dana decided to be needy and took $92. However, we did have, and we could tell you what the last guess was.
Which was way back yesterday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Layla guessed $791. She was incorrect, and the jackpot is lower. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to be needy, or are you going to be greedy?
I will be greedy.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo. Claudia in Oakville.
Come on, Claudia.
What is your greedy guess?
I will say 776.
$776.
Correct.
What would you do with all that money?
So, Christmas is around the corner, so it will be helpful.
Okay, here we go. Let's find out if Claudia is right with the answer of $776.
Come on. Come on, Claudia. Come on. 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 Sounds good.
Oh! Sorry, Claudia.
Claudia.
Thank you.
The jackpot is actually, you helped out a lot of people. The jackpot is actually higher.
All right. Thank you so much.
That's okay. Thank you so much for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show. You too. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. So, Shem is actually on the radio at 10 a.m. today. So he will have the next.
Oh yeah, you're pulling a shift.
Needy or greedy gameplay.
Right.
Yep.
I'll check that out.
Middays with cheesecake. Get you a slice. Take a bite of that cookie burger. Right? So what you're texting is pie. That's the keyword for the day. P-I-E. Text that with your name to 925-555. Needy or greedy. Next gameplay is at 10.
Get the biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
And home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
We are Kiss 925.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm finally, cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm
friends with the mom.